Hi, it's the Grease. How you doing?
Grease man.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you could give me a little Yiddish lesson.
Really? Are you a goy?
No. My girlfriend's parents are, and I was just, they kind of have it in for me, so I was wondering.
Oh, I see. No, you are the goy. The girlfriend's parents are tribesmen.
Yes.
I understand. See, there's the goyish story right there. Izzy, Mikey, Irving, Sam, we're the guys that eat no ham. A man in need of severe training. Time for Enlighten the Goyim. And we have on the line here one card-carrying, retail-paying, low SAT-achieving, first name embroidered on the shirt pocket goy. What's your first name, please?
Denny.
Denny?
Denny.
Denny.
Yes.
Okay, Denny. All right, Denny. Your word is fachachta. Can you say fachachta?
Fachachta.
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 Yeah, you see, that means kind of like screwed up. Bogus. It means unsavory, out of whack. Fachachta. That's what you say. But yeah, when I paused it, he's supposed to practice. Say it a few times. Fachachta, fachachta.
Fachachta, fachachta.
There you go. Fachachta. Fachachta. So, when you pick up your girlfriend and you're meeting her Yiddish parents, you suddenly see the neighbor allowing his dog to foul the pavement. Everybody in the family watches in shocked horror as the neighbor's dog leaves a knot-laden pyramid of fecal matter. You break the silence by shrugging your shoulders and saying,
Fakachta.
Ah, very nice. Tribesmen for a day. Feel free to dive in designated areas.